Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
This is a red light. I don't know why they call it a red light. They call it a stoplight, don't they? So you got three different options here. You got red, which red means, I want you to shout this with me, red means no. Yellow doesn't mean speed up. Yes, it does. I mean, it does a lot of times if you're in a hurry. But it's supposed to not mean hurry up. And then green means go. So let's just say that the way the Lord gave this to me years ago was red, which we're having trouble out of red right now. It's a prop I just pulled out of the barn real quick today. So if it's red, it means no. If it's yellow, it means whoa. If it's green, it means go. So let's just go through it. Red means no, yellow means whoa, and green means go. Go. So decisions in life direction comes ultimately from the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of way to make decisions in life. But there are certain decisions that you don't need to make unless you really have mental clarity on it. So if you're like making a decision, Taco Bell or Hardee's, you know what you're supposed to do. Taco Bell. Come on, somebody, say amen. And if you don't know that, now you do. Okay, so peanut butter, you know, chunky peanut butter, that's kind of your decision. But there's things that really matter big time in their life and death. Big decisions. So you could make it multiple ways. You could say, okay, man, we are supposed to move our whole family to Timbuktu, feel like the Lord's leading us to do that. Well, how should we do that? Okay, so we could flip a coin. Heads we do, tails we don't. I think that's a bad idea. How many of y'all raise your hand and think that's a bad idea? Half of you are like, well, that's how I picked this church. Well, my God. You could say, okay, I'm going to put an Instagram post up about it. And I'm going to take a poll. Anybody on Instagram? Raise your hand if you're on Instagram. So you know the polling option. So a lot of times I'll be like, should I wear this shirt or this shirt? And put up a poll. And you guys vote yes or no. Nicole said the other day on Instagram, if you follow her, I want to put bangs on. Because she saw a picture of herself when she thought she looked hot. I think she looks hot every day. But she just thought she looked hot that day. Come on, somebody. So three or four people. That's awkward for a lot of you guys. You're like, I don't want to clap right now because that'd be weird because you're looking right at me. Now I'd be saying, I think your wife's hot. So you can poll it. So there's ways to make decisions. Those are all dumb ways to make decisions. Because what you're doing is you're putting your life in the hands of a Russian roulette. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So I will always say that, you know, success in life is simply making more right decisions than wrong decisions. The unfortunate problem is a lot of times we're forced to make some of the biggest decisions of our life when we're 18. Okay, you're 18 and I need to know where you want to go to school, what you want to study, who you want to marry, and where you want to live. These are the biggest decisions you're ever going to make in your life, and you're 18 and you don't even know. The only thing you know for sure is you knew clearly it was Taco Bell. That's what you knew. And obviously you're making the right decision there. But man, these are big life decisions. So then people marry people and they have career paths. And then 8 years into it, you know, when I was 18, I'm not the person. When I was 25, I wasn't the person I was when I was 18. When I was 30, I wasn't the person. Anybody else in here don't want to talk about? So you're making these life decisions. And that's why it's important to raise your children in the house of God. And it's certainly why it's so important for you students to really, really be in. I'm so proud when I see these students on the front row seeking God because your life's going to turn out good. Come on, somebody. It'll turn out good. Come on, Florida. Come out good. So there's some things you can do to make the right decision because you want to have success in life, making more right decisions than wrong decisions. Now, Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching the inward parts of the belly. Now, another translation, the New Living Translation, says, the Lord's searchlight penetrates the human spirit. Exposing every, I love this, hidden motive. There's always a hidden motive. Always a hidden. There's a reason why you want to move to Timbuktu. There's a reason why you feel like the Lord is leading you to date that guy. There's a hidden motive. There's a hidden motive a lot of times with what I call purse strings. Mama won't fund you unless you do it her way. So now you got to go to Timbuktu. I don't know where Timbuktu is, but I figure it'd be a safe place to go. Because if you're going there, I can guarantee it's the wrong move. Come on, somebody. So mama will, you didn't get a green light from your own spirit. You didn't get a green light from the Holy Spirit. Actually, you got a red light from the Holy Spirit. But actually, you'd be fully funded by mom if you did what she said to do. Or you'd be fully funded by this company that says, hey, the well has dried up here, but if you go to Dallas, if you go to Denver, we'll pay you there. You never move because of a hidden motive. You move because the Lord moves you. If you look at the stories in the Bible, there was a cloud by day and a fire by night. How many of y'all heard that story, right? So it's like, you know, we have people, preachers, a lot of times I've heard them say, well, you know, when you get to heaven, what I want to ask Moses and what I want to ask the other, the patriarchs is say, hey, what was it like to have a fire by night? What was it like to have a cloud by day? And these guys now say, they're going to ask you, what was it like to have the Holy Ghost on the inside of you? Walking around being a superhuman, always knowing what to do. Tell us what that was like. Because we didn't have the Holy Spirit back in manifest form because Jesus hadn't died on the cross. So therefore, he left and said, now I'm going to send you a comforter. So they had this antiquated option, which is cloud by day, fire by night. Well, what do you do on a cloudy day? I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you say what can make me feel this way. Okay, I'm just jacking with you. Y'all know that song, but you didn't know that verse.
I didn't mean it. Yes, I did.
Okay, so now we got this antiquated system that everybody's, you know, that wouldn't that be neat? But now we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, and he said, hey, the Spirit of the Lord, he's the searchlight that penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. So watch those hidden motives. If the Holy Spirit leads you, no, don't go, then don't go. If the Holy Spirit cautions you, this right here would be, whoa. So if it's God today, it's God tomorrow. If they say, hey, if you don't sleep with me now, then you know what? Then you don't love me. Well, you need to tell him, bye. If you like it, then you should have put a... Come on. Everybody ought to clap right now. You're not clapping. You're worrying me. I'm thinking you're cheap. Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to say amen right here. He don't love you. Huh? If he loves you, he'll wait. Yeah, I said, I'm covering all kinds of, I'm fixing stuff right now. So the way you live a successful life is you follow your heart. You don't lean to your flesh. You don't lean to money. You don't lean to, it feels like. I noticed that people, when the searchlight comes on the inside of them, when you talk to them, the reason why they're making the decision now, the reason why I feel like, Pastor, that I got a green light right now, is my lease is actually up. And it's up on the 31st, and so now I kind of feel like I need to go now because after all, I'd sign another 12-month lease, and I don't want to get stuck here because I don't want to remain. Those that remain in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Yeah. Now, I'm not against God moving people on. That's going to happen to you in life. But I'm telling you, too many people move around, and here's what happens. I'm going to sit down for a minute just so you can see the different approach. So you don't feel threatened by me. Scared the crap out of you, didn't you? Some of y'all didn't even know you cussed till then. Well, yeah, I need more church right now. I need to buy some testaments because I'm cussing again. So, here's what people do. They allow men to manipulate them. They don't obey God, they obey men. And they obey manna. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I never heard this till he just told me this is going to look good. He said they don't just obey men. They look to manna. Wow. Manna. So the manna of man. I'll move here if you pay me $3,500 more. I'll move here if you do that. No, 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 you're manipulated by man. You don't make decisions based on the flesh. You make it upon the word and stability. Now here, I'm going to hit the rubber. Come here, I should sit by me 1 minute. So you know why my kids work with me? You know why she works with me? It's because I trained her. You know why Austin is in Florida? He's 28 years old. He's beautiful. He doesn't, biologically, he's not my son, but it's so weird that I could look just like him. It's just amazing. My dreams. Come on, somebody. But Austin, he stayed with me. And the reason why, my daughter-in-law stay with me. They all work in the ministry with me. It's because they know this about their dad. There's one thing about me, I'm not going to do everything right. I'm going to tell them I don't do everything right. But the one thing they know, I'm going to pastor in St. Louis and in Florida the rest of my life. It wasn't like for 2 years I was here, for 3 years I was here. So most preachers' kids don't want anything to do with the ministry because their dad's a nut job. God led me here. The Holy Ghost led me. Well, Holy Ghost sure is confused. Those that remain in the house of the Lord, they flourish. The faithful person shall abound in the blessing. Those who are like trees that are planted by the rivers of living water. Now, there's a big tree here if you were to go out back in the field. Anybody ever seen that massive tree? A lot of people got married on it. People threatened to hang the people that they got married on. It's got low-lying branches. It's back there. I've never, ever came to Sunset Hills property and saw that big tree up here on the parking lot. Never. Never once. At the chapel campus right now, if you were to go in the back of that long building behind where you guys are going to go outside in a minute, sit in those awesome little seats that I love sitting in with you on that couch and all that stuff Nicole bought, and you were to walk around that corner and you were to see those big trees. In fact, Nina's dad is trimming the one tree, Dave. So Dave, the big tree on the end of the church parking lot. I've never, since we've been to the Royal Palm Beach campus, I've never went out there and that tree said, I want to be in the front because after all, I'm beautiful. And after all, I need to be seen. And when they planted me in the wrong spot. You see, they should have put me on the front because that's where I belong. I'm the biggest tree on this parking lot. Do you know who I am? I've grown so big, I'm casting shade over everything. In fact, my roots are so big, I'm going down in the septic area and ripping up all the septic tank lines. And that's what's happening there, by the way. That's that odor that you see that we're trying to cover up in the Royal Palm Beach camp. Y'all get what I'm saying right now? You can't just move because you want to move. If the Lord sits you there, you just got to stay there. And you got to remain planted. So that's the longevity plan. The Holy Spirit, verse 27, put it up there again. It said, the Lord's searchlight penetrates the human spirit, exposing every hidden motive. If you'll be honest with yourself, the reason why you're thinking about doing this is it got hard.
Come on, that's good.
It got tough. Let me tell you something about raising kids. It's tough. Let me tell you something about being a daughter of mine. It's tough. She can say amen to that and be okay with that.
Amen.
It's tough. Because you're not just going to date my daughter. No, she's anointed. She's qualified. And if you're going to date her, which she can't date till she's 16, but when she is then, she's not just going to do what she wants to do, not till she's 18. By law, I have every right to do whatever I want. Her life isn't her own. It's mine till she's 18. Some of you are like, oh, I don't know. What? I would never say that to my daughter. And that's why your daughter's a dingbat. You have to be in charge of your daughter. You got to be in charge of your life. I'm talking right now like a dad to you. Your life will get jacked up if you don't stay planted and remain. Don't come to me and say, I don't know why my kid's suing me. Because they ain't afraid of you. It's good preaching right now. And I'll buy her everything in the world she wants. Take care of her. And talk about her anointing that's on her life, but I'm just gonna let some guy take my. I work too hard to raise her, and I'm gonna have kids, and I'm gonna have grandkids. And thank you, KBN. That was KBN. I heard KBN. KBN wants to be an extra grandpa again. I'm telling you stuff that'll change your life right now. So look at that hidden motive. So if down deep the reason why you want to leave is they don't value you there at that company, that's no reason to leave. The reason why you want to leave is you can make more money at another company. That's no reason why to leave. Well, this other guy would treat me better and my husband. No, the Bible says that when you leave, you cleave. That what God has joined together, no man should put asunder. So life's going to get hard, okay? That's not like, wow, that's a faith confession. No, it's just going to get hard. But only the people that are hardened to difficulty stay. So you allow the Holy Spirit to expose every hidden motive in you and go, no, I know your motive. Flesh. So I have to talk to my flesh sometime and go, you're lying. I lie to me.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm the only one. I guess I say I just lie to myself. But sometimes, I mean, there might be a reason I'm up here, and it's not because I'm better than you. I'm just more honest than you, that I lie to me. You're in the comfort of your seat. Nobody's even got a camera in your face, and you won't admit that you are a liar, and that makes you more of a liar. You're a liar. You're lying to me right now. You are a liar. You can't trust your flesh. Your flesh is crazy. And the reason I know it is because I'm crazy. I can't trust me. People get in trouble when they trust their flesh. You can't put any confidence in the flesh. My flesh is not saved. Your flesh is not saved. You have to say, no, you don't. Not in my house, you don't. I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to me. I'm still raising me. So if you're moving because your rent's due, if you're moving because your lease is up, if you're moving because she picked up weight, if you're moving because she had babies and she has stretch marks and you think that the cover of that magazine is real, you're wrong. First of all, that's Photoshop. You can't believe anything you see anymore. So my kids stay with me because they know this. Daddy's going to take care of us. Daddy's looking out for us. Daddy's not going to surprise us. So in Florida, they see Austin stand up there all the time and talk about the mom and the dad. Not that we do everything perfect. They rebuke us sometimes. They'll say, hey, mostly it's don't ever wear that again. That's her. And then Austin will be like, you can't cuss while you're preaching. Because I don't cuss in real life, or I don't cuss up here, but I'll say that somebody said something. Like that guy said, you know, what the hell's going on? And I'll say that. And that makes Austin so upset. And so he has to talk to me and say, you can't say that. I go, I did not say that. I was repeating what he said. He goes, if you're going to pull a Bill Clinton on me and say the definition of is, then that's not right. Come on, somebody. I said, and I'm all for Bill. I think he's a great public speaker. But I'm saying it goes both ways. So my kids know that I'm not going to blow up. You talk to me. Because my daddy looked at me when I told him what the Lord told me. And he said, don't you ever come back in here and tell me what the Lord said again. Well, 12 months later, he died. So I believe that God uses donkeys because he did in the Bible and he's doing it tonight. First time you said amen all night. Amen. Okay. Am I making sense to you right now? I'm trying to keep you laughing, but I'm trying to save your life.
Right. Yeah.
Isaiah 30. How many of y'all raise your hand and get something out of this?
Yeah.
Just tell you right now, this is where it's at.
Yeah.
This will change your life. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And thine ear shall hear a word behind you. Everybody shout behind you. Thine ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. So behind you, you will hear a word from the Lord. Your ear is going to hear a word from the Lord behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right and you turn to the left, walk you in it. I'm going to explain to you what that means. The Holy Ghost told me one time, because I thought, I wonder what that means. And he said to me, the word behind you is the multitude of counselors. It's the people you trust in your life. So behind Adrian is me and Nicole. Behind Don Strange is me and Nicole. So I would fully expect for Don not to jack up his whole life and run off and do something stupid, because I'd come up behind him and go, hey, this is the word of the Lord to you. Stay married to Tammy, shut up, be good, and go to church and serve. Because I'll tell him the truth, and I've told him the truth. I've challenged him on several times, and he did it. I would fully be able to stand up behind people that I love and trust. These three ladies right here, actually four, but she's new. How long have you been coming?
Just 12 years.
12 years, she's new. How long have you been coming, Gloria? 31, how long?
37,
how long? 29, you're new too, 29. So these three, I have every right to come up behind them and tell them something. Because they know I love them. And you know, you've been here how many years? 37? 37? Was I at this church when you came to church 37 years ago?
You was at Shuler's Hall.
Okay, so we were at Shuler's Hall and I was there. The reason why I asked that question is I knew the answer to it. I know when she came to church 37 years ago because I was at the same dang church. And my daddy was the pastor who told me, you ain't making decisions on your own. I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to listen to me. We're going to follow my heart till you understand what life's about. And the Holy Ghost done told me, you ain't supposed to marry her. I'm going to do what I want. I'm 18. I did it for 8 years. And then when I did it for 8 years, it didn't work out real well. Y'all clapping because you're thinking that was my first wife. That ain't my first wife. Second one. I apologize for correcting you. And I look quite foolish right now. We y'all clapping like, oh, you made the right decision. I'm like, no, I didn't. You're screwing up my sermon right now. Shut up. Preach it alone. Sue's talking and Mary's talking. And I said, shut up. But my dad told me. Nicole said even that red light knew that first girl wasn't the right one. Yeah, baby. Come on now. Yeah. I can hear Florida going on. So my dad knew. My dad knew I wasn't supposed to marry that girl. And he told me, I'm telling you, son, you're making a mistake. Remember a while ago, let's put it back on the screen, the NLT version. I had a hidden motive. It was called, I've been dating you since 16. We started making out real hot at 17. And at 18, there's a scripture in the Bible said it's better to marry than to burn. Come on, somebody understand what I'm saying. This boy was on fire. Don't act like you don't know. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Then why is the nursery so packed? Why is Faith Kids jammed right now? Why am I the only one up in here? So I might have had a hidden motive. And I remember my dad told me, and this will go for anything, but this is good right now. Listen to me, young people. Because, I mean, you can go through divorce, but trust me, you don't want to. It feels like somebody ripped your heart out, put it on the ground, and stomped it. And then you deal with the baggage for the rest of your life. Do you raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about right now? So, I mean, how many of y'all don't want anybody to go through divorce? So the best way to not get divorced, you want to hear it? I know what you're thinking. It's not getting married. That's good. But the best way to not get divorced is don't marry the wrong person. So when I had a hidden motive and my dad had a no, I'm like, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'll be cautionist about it. But then all I did was wasted 8 years of my life. But then we know God works all things together for your good. But that doesn't need to be our life verse. I'm going to screw up everything, but God works all things together for the good. I'm going to marry the wrong person, but God works everything for the good. I'm going to move to the wrong city, but God works everything for the good. I'm going to crash my airplane, but God works everything for the good. I'm going to smoke crack and become a crackhead, but God works everything for the good. I'm going to spend all my money on lotto tickets and go broke and just believe God and live in the base. And God works everything. That doesn't need to be your life first. So when you get a check, or if you have a hidden motive, but you won't be honest with yourself, or you're so flipped out in whatever passion or I could live on the lake. I could. If there's a hidden motive and you don't know what it is, then we need to go back to the word on Isaiah. And I'm almost done, I promise, because I know it's 9:02 in Florida. But you stayed up watching Netflix till 10, so give me another minute. Verse 21, and thine ear shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. So there needs to be somebody behind you going, I know you think you got to go, but I want you to write this down. Somebody made a mistake not too long ago in my ministry, and they were moving on, and the Lord spoke to me these words, and you probably heard me say it while I was preaching. Don't go. You remember that? Smart class. Good job, David. Don't go. Shout it again. Don't go. Grow. So it's not like, if I went over there, they know who I am. No, they don't know who you are yet. That's why they would give you authority. We know who you are, so we won't give you that much authority yet. But if you grow, then you don't have to go. But if you go, the problem is when you go, you'll still be there. And until you deal with you and you settle yesterday, you can't get on with tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Such good preaching. I'm going to get the CD myself because this is good. Don't go grow. So you might have a hidden motive that's giving you a, oh, it'd be better. Wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be neat? But you might get what you want, but you might not want what you get it. But there might be a person behind you saying, I got to check about it. And if so, you say, well, who are those people? Well, everybody needs to know who their spiritual father and mother are. So this message right now might be the one that tells you, hey, here's Brother Copeland. I'll be with him in Branson this week. Here's him, quote. Before I say it, I'll say this. Sometimes Kenneth Copeland calls me and says, get your Bible, boy. Get it. Got it? Yeah. Turn with me to... I was watching you on television and you said... Now, here's why you can't ever say that again. Do you understand me? Yes, sir. And sometimes I'm not even sure I totally agree with what he's saying. But I do know, because he's 81 years old and he's forgotten more than I know, that I'm just going to err on his side of theology until I'm 81. Now, when I'm 81, I'm going to go with obeying that which was behind me. See what I'm saying? So Pastor Chris Hodges, same thing. He can call me and say, no, I don't believe it. Here's what, and you got to listen to that. So Brother Copeland would say, here's what he would say. I wouldn't say this. It's very offensive. How long, the Bible says, how long will you be stupid? How long will you be stupid? Stupid? Now, you know me. I would never say that. I'm so diplomatic like Joel. I'd never say that. How long will you be stupid? Stupid? At some point, you need to be wise enough to know you. And knowing you, I want you to write this down. In light of my past experiences and my future hopes and dreams, what is the right thing to do? Okay, write this down. In light of my past experiences, my future hopes and dreams, what is the wise thing to do? You need to write this down. This is the filter that you can filter it through. Because you might not always hear the Holy Spirit because your flesh goes, she's hot, she's hot. Your flesh might say, but the money, but the money. When they offer you big deals in Hollywood and all the networks are fighting over us for daytime TV right behind Steve Harvey, and it's more money than this church could ever pay us in a lifetime. It's more money than the church would ever make as a whole in a lifetime. And Hollywood says, come on. And you go inspect it all and you look at it all and it's good. I could go, woo. Oh, it feels pretty good. Or I could say, no. I like being able to have my daughter with me, my son with me, my daughter with me, and do what God called me to do. Now, if that ever fits within the realm of possibility later in life, it clearly does not right now. But if it did later, I'm not opposed to doing it because I think I could bring a lot of value. Nicole could bring a lot of value. I like Dr. Phil. I think it's great. I like Steve Harvey. I think they're great. I think they're great people. But I believe there's an edge that we could bring could be great. So we could make all kinds of arguments for why this would be better for me. Or we could say, well, the last thing the Lord said to me, the voice behind me said, when you turn to the right and you turn to the left, you got opportunity to go right and you have opportunity to the left. No, I told you and I told God that I'd be like my dad and the rest of my life and read my lips. I will. Now, I might do some of that, but it will not be in place of this. This would be in addition to this. And that is if some of the business people in this church rise up and take more of a leadership role that I won't have to do the day-to-day operation. And I could record TV during the day and preach to you at night. But my number one call is to pastor this church and the one in Florida for the rest of my life. And that's a non-negotiable. That's the voice behind me to the right and to the left. And that's how you don't raise crazy kids. That's how you get to keep your kids with you. That's how you stay married to the same wife. That's how you go through ministry with no scandal. And that's how you can stop from being... Thank you, Lord. Y'all say that. Yeah. Duplicit in your thoughts. That's what he just said to me. He said to me that, and he said to tell you this. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Think, let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. For a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you have to understand, if you're kind of like, well, I might stay with you, I might not stay with you. You can't build a marriage like that. Ashton, I might be your dad and I might not be your dad. What kind of insecurity? I'm leaving for a couple months, but I do love you. No. Hey, Austin, I love you. I love you, MJ, but I'm going to take a hiatus for a while. I'm going to take a sabbatical. I'm tired. I'm going to leave for like 3 months. And, you know, you guys get, no. You can't build on that. When it gets hard and my spirit's confused and I'm upset, I look inside and I go, no, you're going to do what's right because it's right. You're going to do it right and you're going to obey God. And flesh, you're a stinking liar. You shut up right now. And I know your hidden motives and you're not playing that game, homie. You need to listen to some Bethel, cry, repent, pray, and just, oh, Jesus. And then all of a sudden you'll be glad. Your wife will look good again. Your church will look good again because you're not duplicit in your thoughts. So the reason why you got this fog around your brain, should I move to Detroit? Should I move to Chicago? Should I marry him? Should I not marry her? Did I make a mistake marrying him? Well, I love him, but I actually love Bob. And Bob contacted me on Facebook again. And I'm just wondering if I missed God. No, you did not. And if you did miss God, you know, that ship has sailed. Cut the Facebook off and stick with Chuck. Come on, somebody ought to understand what I'm saying. Chuck's who you married. I wish I'd have married Bob. I bet your husband wish he had married Suze. Or Shaquita. Or Bonquique. Come on, somebody. But he didn't. He married you. I'm almost done. So red means no. Yellow means what? And green means what? So if you get the red, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're not playing that game. But as I close, I'll say this. Make sure that voice behind you, you're submitted to it, because it's submission into submission until you disagree. So Nicole can say all day long, she's submissive. And she is submissive, but she could say it all day long, but it's not until I ask her to do something she doesn't want to do that we find out if she's submissive. So there's a reason why she gets to do what she gets to do, because it's a privilege to preach to you guys and to preach the word. I'm the first mega pastor in America to put in a woman full-time 52 Sundays of the year, the first guy that ever did that. As a result of that, because of Nicole's faithfulness and her submission. Now Craig Rochelle did it. Willow Creek did it. Highlands is doing it. Come on, somebody give God praise. We blazed some trails. But the reason why we're able to do that is because if I told her today, in fact, I was talking to somebody today and I went, she was in a meeting and I came in to prove a point and I said to a guy, I said, come here, follow me. So I went in her office, she's in a meeting, Skyping meeting, she got all kinds of meetings. And right in the middle of the meeting, I said, excuse me, everybody shut up. I didn't say shut up, they shut up. I said, excuse me, she said what? I said, if I told you that the Holy Ghost just told me to sell everything we own and move to Timbuktu, what would you do? She said, we'd cancel the meeting, pack our bags and go. And I walked away and she told the other person, hey, so-and-so, come here. She said, whatever he's telling you, if it's from the Lord, if he says it's from the Lord, I'd do it because I've never seen such accuracy in my life. Now, so when I got back in the room with the guy, I said, now that's worth a lot to me that my wife believes in me. If some people go to their wife and say, hey, Bob, Bob comes in and says, hey, Sue, I believe we're going to be moving on. Why don't we move on? They say, you're a dingbat. You've moved our kids 17 times. They've been in 4 different schools. We're broke as a joke, and we live with your mother. Why would I want to listen to you? Now, the reason why I'm kind of looking like I'm mad is because I can feel it. I'm actually mad right now, so I'm going to try to smile. Because I hate it when people I love jack up their whole lives because their flesh is out of control and they got hidden motives and nobody will call you a liar but me. So somebody needs to look at you in the eye and say, your life is jacked up because you are a liar. So you're like, well, I could go to another church. That's fine. When you come back, because you realize there ain't no kind of church like this church. We're going to love you. We're not going to judge you. And we're going to try to help put your life back together. Amen. We're going to say, hey, you know what? No condemnation. We love you. I wish you would have got the CD that night. I wish you would have listened. Then you wouldn't have wasted 8 years like me. Then you wouldn't have made dumb decisions like me. I'm just trying to tell you, don't be stupid, stupid. Because the only person who makes money off of breakups is Taylor Swift. Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen up in here? So your life first is not made to be. God works all things together for the good. That is a dumb life verse. It's a good life preserver. I'm glad it works out that way. But don't just try to see if God could fix this one.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I'd like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.